This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarro. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast.
I'm looking forward to getting a little scared.
Oh, I'm already feeling spooky.
Me too.
Betsy, hello.
Hello, Marcy.
Happy Halloween. I mean, I guess in a month.
In a month. Oh, well, it's game on. Every day is Halloween for me.
What is the last scary thing you watched?
Oh, excuse me. I just burped. I was just watching Paranormal Witness.
Ooh.
Right before I was watching this and playing a very fun video game called Burger Chef Tycoon, where you just make burgers.
You're one of the Wahlburgers.
Yeah. You're one of the Wahlburgers.
Is that Paranormal Witness on Peacock?
It is.
Because I think the last time you told me about it, I couldn't figure out how to watch it because Peacock and Roku had not settled on a deal. But now they have, so it's available.
Whoa, okay. It's a good show. It was at one point on like Netflix or Hulu because I remember watching it. And then it's back and I'm so pumped.
And just to warn anyone, Extreme Paranormal Witness is a different show.
Wait, yeah, what was the deal with that one?
It was just hokier, I believe. I don't know. It could be the same one, but it sounded like the one you were watching was a little more legit, like well done.
It's cool because they'll use like people's like footage and pictures and stuff. Yeah, the first episode is really good. Or the first or second, where it is like this family that had a poltergeist and just was filming everything, like all these. Oh, it's cool. It's scary,
okay,
man.
Now you've given me some Saturday night plans. Also,
there you go.
Remember the show Haunted on Netflix? I think there's two seasons. It's very disturbing, guys.
Yeah, it kind of was a little too disturbing for me.
There's some trigger warning things there, but it is, if you're looking for something that is scary and dark and real-ish in that realm of like true,
yeah,
I honestly, that one seems very true because not only do they have the person it happened to, they have all their like friends and family like sitting around in a group therapy type situation. Yes. Done very well.
It's done really well. But there was one in the first season where it was like they're dad or something was just a murderer.
Yeah, it was,
and that kind of fucked me up. I was really like, I was hoping it would be ghost stuff. Like,
well, they're like, it was evil.
Yeah, they are haunted by this awful thing their dad did. Isn't that fun?
So if you want to be tormented, that's a good one. And then go rewatch Haunting of Hill House, I guess.
Hey, a new one's coming out.
But this year?
Yeah. I hope I didn't get your...
I thought it wasn't until 2021.
I saw a trailer.
Did you get my tits up?
Let me see. Your tits might be... The Haunting of Bly Manor. Bly Manor. Let me see when that... The Haunting of...
Okay, Bly. I'm looking at MarieClaire.com. Bly Manor.
It's coming out in like October.
Oh my gosh, you guys. You're right. It does. Okay, it's a second season of hit Netflix show, The Haunting of Hill House. This one is called The Haunting of Bly Manor. And it's based on a Henry James piece, and it comes out October 9th.
Fun.
Guys, we have one fucking thing to look forward to, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. I loved Haunting of Hill House.
Me too. It's so good. Mono and I, we rewatched the original Blair Witch. It's awesome. And I remember loving it, like when I saw it in theater, and then I'd seen it like a couple of times in between however many years that is. But yeah, we like rewatched it and it's fucking good.
I remember I watched it a couple years after it came out, so I kind of knew like the ending already, but it was still so scary. It was so scary.
It's so well done.
I just remember it being so scary that like my friend and I were having like a sleepover and we were in bed and we were just talking how scary it was, and we started giggling and we did a thing where we giggled so long, like the giggle was just prolonged, and then we'd both go and like, then we'd start giggling again. It was like truly an hour and a half of giggling.
Oh, that's like the best part of a sleepover. I'm like, yeah. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. Okay, okay. And then you just start giggling.
Oh. Till you can't breathe.
Remember when like Blair Witch came out, people were like, people are throwing up. It's so intense. And, like all this stuff.
That's like some old school, like that they used to say that about those B horror films. Like people had to be taken away in an ambulance.
Yes. I remember hearing... And I don't know, I feel my dad told me this, so it might have been a joke, but like when Snow White, the animated Snow White came out in what, like the 30s or whatever, kids were constantly pissing themselves because they were so scared. And my dad's like, yeah, they had to like replace the theater seats. And I was like, whoa!
Now that sounds like a...
It sounds like a fact.
You know what? It could have happened. We're just very desensitized these days. Yeah. I never pee about anything. I feel nothing.
Yeah. But hey, let's stop talking about movies.
Well, I mean, hey, they might need to do something after they listen to this. So
that's true.
So who should go first?
I will go first.
Tricked you. Oh, I got you, bitch.
You got me good.
Oh, man. I use reverse psychology on her by asking her.
Okay, you ready?
Always.
This is just entitled Ghost Stories. Classic. Okay. Hi, I'm Sam, and just recently discovered y'all's podcast, so here goes nothing. After my wife's father passed away, he passed away in our house. Late at night, I would see him walk through our room, full-on body shuffling through our room, through the door, straight into the bathroom, then I'd lose sight of him. Our baby took over his room. He'd wake up and just be talking away to someone several times a week. The house we moved to is apparently occupied by the deceased husband of our landlord. We were warned by her before we moved in. The first night, it was just the wife and kids that were there. he, the deceased husband, banged on the front door very aggressively, scaring the bejesus out of my wife. Again, we were warned that he liked to do this to new tenants of the house. If he allegedly didn't like you, he would continue to do it every night.
Oh, no. He's bad for business.
Well, that's what the last tenant told the landlord anyways when she moved out and had only been there for 2 weeks.
Oh, trying to get out of the deposit.
Yeah, come on. Last tenant said that he came back every night. He only did it to us that one time. He loves opening cabinet doors in the kitchen. I've seen him walking in the living room and through our bedroom at night.
My God.
Never stops, just a constant walk. Ew. Ew. I was getting ready for work one morning around 4 a.m. Woof. And I went to the kitchen and was walking through the doorway into the living room. He walked through me.
No, that is an invasion.
Right? It stopped me in my tracks. My hair stood up on my arms and the back of my neck. I got an instant chill all over my body. I turned around and saw him continue his walk through the house. My son has asked several times, who's the man in black in the corner?
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
Get out of there.
Make that kid leave.
Yeah, get the kid out of there. He says he doesn't hurt him, just scares him and stands in the corner. We're not sure if this is the husband or not. After my father passed away, and still to this day, some 10 plus years, I will have full-on dreams with conversations with my dad. The first several, I always had an eerie feeling that he was very hot and had paid a penance to contact me. Love the show, Sam.
Whoa. Wait, he was very hot?
Yeah, the first several, I always had an eerie feeling that he was very hot and had paid a penance to contact me.
Oh, does he mean like, if you want to go visit, you have to hang out in hell for a full week first.
A full week of hell. That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like. That was like his punishment. Like, you can go.
You can go, but you got to go hang out in hell.
Why? It doesn't make sense. We don't know. These rules are...
This has just been since the beginning of time.
We make everyone do it. Dinosaur hell.
Dinosaur hell.
Shut up. I'll erase this. That's our new movie.
Yeah, shut up. We got it. Dinosaur hell. he walked through Sam. That's a first, right?
I'm sorry.
A ghost walk through them.
Didn't that happen in the movie Ghost, and the ghost's name is Sam? Oh, no, Sam, you're Patrick Swayze.
Wait, P.S., I love to do pottery with Demi Moore.
I love Demi Moore in pottery. Whoopi Goldberg's my friend. I have another dude I hang out with from the subway. He's loud.
Wow. Moving in somewhere and the landlord being like, hey, my deceased husband will hang out in this place.
Honestly, what a forthright landlord.
I appreciate it.
Now, if your landlord, who I've heard so much about,
all of it accurate.
What if she was like, Betsy?
That's a pretty good Queenie voice.
So be careful, because there's going to be a ghost coming by on Tuesday.
I would just laugh and be like, thank you, Queenie.
Betsy, are you and Mono ever getting married?
Oh, I know, right? You guys love each other. I think she might think my name is Peggy.
I honestly, Betsy, you look like a Peggy.
I look like a Peggy? I thought I looked like a Betsy.
You do, but Betsy and Peggy are just, they're of the same ilk.
Oh, Queenie.
Betsy, Peggy, Pexy.
And I'm like, I'm the one who gives you the check with my name on it.
It's literally on it.
Peggy come from?
I guess Peggy and Betsy are good friends.
Peggy, are you having trouble? Have you been asking your friend Betsy to pay for your rent?
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't imagine moving in someplace and the landlord saying ahead of time, if it's just once, it means he likes you. And if it's a second time, it's never going to stop. The second night would be so scary.
Awful. I would even like, I know I'm one. I always am like, you got to tell people if somebody died there. I'm totally that. But I would be so scared. If somebody was like, hey, the ghost of my husband will be hanging out here, the anticipation would wreck me, you know, of like,
yeah,
when is something going to happen?
Yeah, it's oh, gosh, maybe she was just like, I don't like renters at all.
This will scare them off. Oh, shoot. They really don't mind.
You know, I've always said, like, although I'm open to seeing it, I wouldn't want to live in a house that had some ex landlord or this landlord's dead husband right. stomping around. I wouldn't like it.
No.
In fact, I've stayed in my house this long because my landlord is never around.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine too. They're chill. They're so chill.
And if you ever come here, Robbie, I'll move out that day. Uh-oh. Fucking done.
Fucking out of here, dude.
Out of here.
I'm out of here, dude.
Dude, you better stay away.
You better stay away. I'm out of here.
I don't want you. I don't want any of your ghost relatives. Nobody.
No way, no how, dude.
Not happening on my watch. All right. I got one for you, Betsy.
Give it to me.
The subject of this one is Ghost of the Parkway Murderer.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. Y'all make my days so much more enjoyable. Please keep being amazing women, being the amazing women you are.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
That's so nice.
Okay.
I used to live in Williamsburg in a neighborhood right off the Colonial Parkway where the infamous Parkway murders occurred. Between 86 and 89, 8 people were murdered and the killer was never found. It was rumored that the murderer used a retrofitted police car to pull over the victims. Now, here my story comes in.
Ooh.
One night, bored as hell, a couple of friends and I were walking through the woods at the end of my neighborhood. We stumbled upon 2 colonial graves, which happened to be weirdly common in Colonial Williamsburg. That makes sense, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense, but that's spooky.
Oh, I stumble.
Oh, no.
Oh, I tumble. These 2 graves were perched on above an abandoned section of the Colonial Parkway. Oof. On either end of the small section, there were large bollards, B-O-L-L-A-R-D-S.
Bollards. I don't know what that means.
Well, I think I should just finish the sentence because context clues may tell me. On either end of this small section, there were large bollards that prevented anyone from driving a car through.
Yeah, it's those poles that I remember I would hop over in London when I was so young and able to hop. Me and my friend Monty, who's been on, we were in London and we were like hopping over them and there was one that he nailed his dick on so hard. He like crumbled to the ground and we're like, oh God. Dad. Monty broke his dick.
Monty's dick is broken.
Monty's episode is great. It's real spooky.
It's a good one. Very spooky.
So we have Monty's dick piercer preventing people from driving cars. We decided the best course of action was to get some fucking candles and seance it up at these graves.
Some fucking, yeah, man.
Yeah. We grab the stuff and head back. As we are in the midst of trying to speak to the dead, one of my friends looks up through the woods and asks us if we heard that. We went silent and could hear crunching gravel.
No.
Looking around, we saw lights through the trees. We blew out the candles and hid behind the gravestone to peek at whatever was coming towards us. Down on the piece of the abandoned blocked off road, an older model police cruiser was slowly driving.
I have fucking chills, dude.
Headlights on, just like yours, Betsy. Headlights on and shining its spotlight through the trees. We are completely frozen in fear as the spotlight passes over the gravestone and begin to figure out an escape plan. The police cruiser looked to be around a 70s era Lincoln that did not have any police station name written, but the emblem of the sheriff's badge. We could not see anyone specific driving, just a solid shape behind the bright spotlight.
Ew. This was so fucked up, man.
It's really scary.
This is awful.
It was as solid as the stones in front of us. It passes by. We think we are totally unnoticed and stand up as the lights pass. It was moments between us glancing at each other and standing up that the gravel sound stopped and the lights immediately blinked out. Being brave and full of schnapps, we tore down the hill. We tore down the hill to the scrap of road. There was no cruiser, no lights, no sound. The road was totally empty. No car could have passed those bollards. Dick bollards.
Dick breakers.
Dick breakers. There was a thick woods on either side. A bicycle may have passed, but it would have had to ride through the woods for a bit to get to the road. We don't know what we saw, but it scared the living shit out of us. We took off and never visited those graves again. Fuck that noise, Sarah.
Yeah, holy shit.
My God.
Ew, that is so scary.
Yes.
Oh, a ghost car. That's oof.
I also like want to hear more about this serial killer person.
I haven't heard anything about this. Killer,
you know.
Ooh. Yeah, go ahead.
Just talk about other media pieces. Spooked came out, you know, the podcast Spooked with Glenn Washington. We love it. It's, yeah, it's I even good. Like fucking pay for Luminary because I want more episodes. So
nice.
One of the episodes this season's talk about a person being like watched by a serial killer, like, and as the story starts, they're talking, it's like set in my, not my hometown, but like the next big city. And they're talking about like this person and like what, like this woman who's like freaking out and calling her boyfriend, and as they're talking, I'm like getting these like, I know this sounds so familiar. And it turns out it was like a serial killer that was like the only one of my lifetime living at home.
Whoa.
I want to say his name was Derek Todd Lee, maybe. He was a Baton Rouge serial killer, and I'm going to look up his name. My mom actually met him.
What?
Yeah, Derek Todd Lee is his name. So he was stalking women, and they would often find the woman dead in her home. It would be like she had come home and unloaded groceries, so her car door would be open, and there would be like groceries on the counter.
Ew.
Is like his sort of MO.
Yeah.
My mom, once, she is a home builder, she was showing houses one weekend, and she like went, once he was arrested, they like showed his picture everywhere, and she was like, I showed him a house. So my mom was alone in a house with him.
Oh God, Marcy.
Isn't that spooky?
That is so scary.
So spooky.
Holy shit. Ew, because it's also like, what was his, like, was he just kind of, you know, like, scouting, essentially, of like, how does this house work? I'm thinking, I'm
honestly,
in the mind of, like,
I think you're right.
Pillar of,
I
like,
think, I think you're correct. I think that he was checking out a house to see, like, what the layout was, and... Because it's just so interesting, like, the point I even, like, of the story is, like, listening to it made me way more scared because I knew everything that they were talking about. Like, I knew the streets they were going down. Ooh. I knew, like, I could just, I knew it all because I remember, like, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's too scary.
Too scary. Serial killers suck.
They fucking suck, man. They're fucking dumb dorks.
And then they get all they want. Like, they, we, because we care and we watch things about them and listen to podcasts. And yeah, we're the fucking suckers. They get to murder people and then get all that. They're like, this is what I wanted. It sucks. It's bad.
This is it.
Oh. It's a bad system we've set up with them.
Damn it. Damn it.
I think it's like, you know, like when you're mad at a cat, you have to turn your back to it and ignore it. That's what we have to do to serial killers. We just have to ignore them.
Ignore them. Just ignore them and they'll go away.
Just ignore them and they'll go away.
Or they'll fucking kill you.
Or they'll kill you.
Or they'll kill you because they're killers.
And they're quillers.
That is so spooky.
Yeah. Let's move on to more other spookies.
More spookies. Okay.
Oh, wait, we didn't even talk about, I just, but like, I, oh, drinking yeah. schnapps in the woods and shit.
Heaven, that sounds very much like my high school times. Just being like, schnapps taste like fucking Jolly Ranchers. This is awesome.
Would you drink it straight or would you mix it with something?
Sour apple puckers.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up, dude. Nasty. Straight up.
Yeah, just, ugh, ugh.
Peppermint schnapps in some hot chocolate.
Ooh, okay.
And then go sledding.
That sounds like a lovely thing I would like to do this winter.
Yeah, right? That was a big college thing of like, let's get drunk and go sledding.
That sounds so sweet. I love it.
It was very fun. Yeah.
We had Zimas. We were very, remember Zimas?
I remember Zimas. I never had a Zima.
People would actually put Jolly Ranchers in Zima.
Yes. Yes, I feel I remember hearing that and being like, whoa, we had hooch. I know, I feel we've talked about this. Hooch, which was essentially like a Zima, but you could get it in all different flavors.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we would also drink a lot of Boone's Farm.
Remember Boone's Farm?
remember.
Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm. And like going into a dark wooded area is like, yep, that's what kids are like, this is where we should go drink. It is perfect because we're only worried about responsible adults. We're not worried about the bad ones who are psychopaths.
Right. That never was even on my mind. And I was like into true crime and stuff, but I was just like, we're fine, we're safe in the woods. Like, even just being like, bears will not get us, nothing will get us, we will be fine.
The only thing any of us are worried about is a nice adult who cares about us.
Yeah, fuck that shit, man.
Well, let's go sit in the circle of fire and knives.
Yeah. And there's that weird old guy who totally bought our beer and was like, can I come along?
Oh, no.
Just kidding. We never did that. No, we never did that.
Did I read that or did you read that?
You read that. Dude.
All right. You read that. Something.
I got one. Okay. My hometown is teeming with ghosts and aliens.
Oh, no.
Shit. Okay. Hi, ladies. Gear up. This is long, but I promise it's worth it. We're geared up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. It's the law. I'm from a very small rural town just off of the Delaware Bay in South Jersey. The town was established around 1684. That fucking that's a long time ago.
Whoa. Yeah, it is. It's literally a long time ago.
Long time ago. town was established around 1684. So many of the homes along the main street here were built during the 1700s and 1800s. Several homes are notoriously haunted. I'll start with my mom's, which was built in 1830 and is basically sandwiched between a Revolutionary War cemetery and a Civil War cemetery.
It feels
like a Simpsons joke.
You know what? Sometimes I get stressed out about what's going on today, but it was always bad. So that makes me feel better.
Oh, my God. When I was little, my best friend lived in the house that my mom now lives in. My friend's family moved out when we were still young, and one other family lived there before my mom bought the house about 9 years ago. These are some of the ghostly encounters here over the years. One, my friend's dad knew her mom was scared of the house and would try to freak her out by jiggling the old door latches from the other side of the door when she was alone in their bedroom. One night, while he was out of town for work, her mom was laying in bed and the bedroom door latch started jiggling, but nobody was there.
Oh, no.
Yipes. She also felt someone get into bed next to her.
No, not allowed.
That's too scary. Too scary. When she heard my mom bought the house, she was visibly disturbed that my mom would want to live there. She just screamed, "Hey, I bought the house you used to live in." Ran away.
What are you thinking? Don't you listen to me at lunch?
Yeah, weren't you listening to any of my stories at lunch? Come on. Two, the son of the people that lived in the house before my mom woke up one night. Sorry. That was before my mom. Two. The seven people that lived in the house before my mom woke up one night to two Revolutionary War soldiers standing in his bedroom looking at him. My mom fucking let me sleep in this bedroom for years before telling me.
I mean, what's she supposed to do?
I was hoping the Revolutionary War soldiers were kissing. Wouldn't that be kind of delightful? Ever have to see war ghosts.
You want them to be kissing?
They better be smooching, man. They better be smooching. Three, my mom's friend has the gift and can sense spirits. She told my mom that she could sense the spirit of a woman in the house and that the woman was happy my mom was now living there because grandkids were always around and brought in good energy.
Aw.
That's nice. One night, I was asleep in the Revolutionary soldier bedroom when I woke up to what sounded like, oh God, a child or high-pitched woman's voice singing. That is so nasty. That is so nasty. My niece and nephew, both about 6 and 7 years old at the time, were sleeping in another room down the hall, and my mom was sleeping in a third bedroom across the hall from them. I laid in bed as still as possible, listening to the sound, and realized it was some kind of melody being repeated, like someone was humming the words to a lullaby.
Ooh.
I figured my niece and nephew had woken up and were playing with toys in the bedroom. I decided to investigate. I decided to investigate after a solid 2 to 3 minutes of listening. When I stood up, the noise completely stopped. I walked to the room and peeked through the door to find my niece and nephew sound asleep with the lights off. I was shocked. I even woke my mom up, who is the lightest sleeper ever I've ever met, to ask her if she heard it. And she said she didn't hear anything at all. I'm convinced it was the ghost of the woman humming a lullaby to the kids as they slept.
Oh, that's freaky and nice.
Yeah, that's nice, but fucking don't do that.
Don't, ma'am, excuse me, ma'am, ghost.
Come on, ma'am.
No.
I just watched Mama, which is very good and fun, and there's some really good.
Oh, that's a very good one.
Very good, like, spooky shots of, yeah, like, kids. Like, oh, it's really fantastic. That reminded me very much of Mama.
Mama.
Weird. Okay. Freaky dude.
Weird mom.
Your mom's weird. She looks like she's always underwater and then makes funny noises.
Goat boy. Goat boy.
Goat boy. I love goat
boy. Will Forte. Was it Will Forte?
No, Jim Brewer, dude.
Jim Brewer.
Jim Brewer. Oh, goat boy. Okay. Four. A year or so later, I was in the kitchen with family and was trying to comfort one of my crying baby nieces. I was bouncing her around on my hip, but nothing could soothe her screaming. Out of nowhere, something said, shh, loudly into my left ear. It scared me so badly, I almost dropped the baby. Nobody else heard anything. Again, I think this was the woman trying to step in and help, even though it scared the shit out of me. What if the kid dropped the baby and the lady goes, it's like, oh, shoot.
I can't trust you.
I didn't mean for that to happen.
That's not what I said. I said, shh.
Five, a man who came from out of town to buy a few snowmobiles off of us pulled into the driveway and that got you, Isaac.
That's silly. Silly. I can't go buy a few snowmobiles. What are you doing? What?
A couple of snowmobiles, man. A man who came from our town to buy a few snowmobiles off.
I don't trust him. What is he doing there?
People need snowmobiles, man.
Okay. I also I come from down south, so like, right, snowmobiles don't seem like a normal thing that people should be buying. So,
right, that makes total sense.
Silly.
He pulled into the driveway and immediately said to my mom, I didn't know Amish people lived down here. My mom asked him what he was talking about. He said as he was driving by the old cemetery where nobody has been buried since the 1800s, he saw an old, Amish-looking woman wearing a black dress and a little girl in a dress and bonnet walking out of the cemetery.
But did Amish people live there?
Maybe. But no, right? Mom says, what are you talking about, dude?
What? What are you talking about?
Okay, six. Shortly after moving into the house, my mom's keys went missing. We all figured she got drunk and left them somewhere in the house. I forgot where she put them.
I just gotta get the keys to the snowmobiles.
Mom, we sold those like 3 weeks ago.
Here we go. I'm going to put them where they belong in the freezer so it'll be cold for the snowmobiles.
Forgot where she put them. But she literally turned the house upside down with one of my sisters trying to find them, and they were never found. 7 years later, her bed frame broke. She's getting wild, man.
She's drunk again. She's looking to have some fun in bed.
I've broken so many beds.
You get crazy.
Ow! It's humiliating.
That's you're crying.
It's just like like plopping down on a bed and then it just fucking goes away.
The bed just poof went away.
I was like at a soccer camp. I went to soccer camp at CU and I like hopped on the bed and it immediately broke. And so for the whole week I had to sleep on like this broken fucking bed.
Oh.
And then one time on a London trip, I fucking did the same thing. I like jumped on a bed and it fucking collapsed underneath me. It's like, wow, man. Whoa, dude.
I need to reassess.
Yeah, I gotta figure something out. Okay, I'm sorry. That just took me. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. 7 years later, her bed frame broke. When she went to have it fixed, she found her keys in between her mattress and the box spring in the dead center of the bed. She has a king-sized bed, and there's no way anyone could have shoved them that deep between the mattresses.
Oh.
That's fucking spooky, dude.
Yeah. Also, you gotta be flipping your mattresses.
Gotta. I just flip mine, and it feels great.
I got a Tempur-Pedic, so I have to rotate it more than flipping it.
Oh, mine's actually a rotating one, too. Yeah. Mine is two.
I do it the same.
Mine is two.
I'm not too fat to sleep. Too fat to sleep.
Too fat to sleep.
Yeah, too fat to sleep.
Okay, more sightings in my town.
I will say real fast, though, about the bed thing is that I often am like, an earthquake. Then I'm like, no, I just moved a little bit.
Dude, me too. Almost every night, like, as I'm like getting ready for bed, I'm like, earthquake. Oh, it's just me fucking moving around.
Yeah, I tweeted about this recently and I said, this isn't supposed to be a fat joke, but am I the big one?
That's really funny. I've also had moments where in my bed there is a very loud like crack and it's like one of the supporting beams where I'm like, oh shit, man.
I think we both need to get new bed frames.
I do too.
Also, when you have those like heavy beds, like the Tempur-Pedic things, like they're really heavy. So I'm like, I'm really like testing. I'm testing the capacities.
I'm just waiting for one day to just like be having in the middle of a wonderful sleep and all of a sudden just like gah, 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 and like just being like 2 feet lower.
Yeah.
In my bed frame, be like, "Welp, it finally happened.
Well,
I destroyed my bed.
I'm in the ground now.
I sleep in the ground."
All right. Sorry, I interrupted.
More sightings in my town. One, someone saw a revolutionary soldier in the church down the street while they were having a blood drive. Possibly got lost on his way to my mom's house.
Uh-huh. Ever heard of where my mom lives?
Hello. Two, one of our neighbors pulled into her driveway and saw a colonial man woodworking in her garage.
Ooh.
She was so startled, she backed out and drove away before circling back around. When she returned to her driveway, nothing was in the garage.
Oh, shit. That's fucking weird.
There is a house known as the Pirate House because in the 1700s, John the Pirate shorted his crew and they chained him up in the attic of the house and left him to rot.
This is why you went up.
Multiple residents have heard the sound of chains rattling coming from the house at night.
Betsy, what if you didn't get paid on time and then you went to like tie up someone at Cast and Crew Productions.
Yeah. Hey, Fox, I'm tying you all up. Whoa.
That's also terrible.
Awful.
Terrible way to die, to just be like, guys, I'll pay you now.
It feels very piratey. just
yes.
from little what I know of pirates and from that one ride at Disneyland, it feels pretty piratey.
Feels right to me. Feels on right. the nose. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now for the aliens. I'll try to keep this relatively short. My friend's massage therapist is married to a man who grew up in the town next to mine, which is slightly more rural and close to a nuclear power plant.
Oops. Oh, shit.
When he was a kid, his mom became a chronic alcoholic, a disease that would eventually kill her.
Oh.
Before she died, when he was older, she told him that when he was a baby, something crashed into the field behind their house. It was nighttime, but she went out to see what had happened and realized it was a small UFO that had crashed. She ran back into the house, and before she knew it, a bunch of men in black pulled up her driveway. Long story short, they told her if she ever told anyone what she saw, they would have her declared insane and take her kids away.
Oh, shit.
She resorted to drinking because the weight of the secret was too much for her to carry. There are two reasons I believe this really happened. One, the road this house was on, Newbridge Road, has been mysteriously closed since the late 80s, which would have been around when this happened. Two, a Netflix documentary called Unacknowledged talks about how aliens and UFOs have some kind of attraction to nuclear power plants, which lines up with this incident.
Yes.
Thanks so much for reading, Courtney. Whoa.
That makes sense. God, right? Like that's
energy and yeah. that, like, imagine if they had like a heat camera over Earth and they're like, whoa, these spots are fucking boiling.
Oh, shit.
We got to land here. There's a lot of.
They have one of those apps where you can find gas stations.
Yeah. What if, like Back to the Future, because he needed plutonium to make the time machine go. They need whatever is in that to have their UFOs go.
They need power.
They need that power, baby.
Power, baby. Man.
Theory.
That's a lot going on in that town.
There's a shit ton going. Wait, where was that again? Was it New Jersey? Was that the one south? Yeah, Delaware Bay in South New Jersey.
Delaware Bay.
Old as shit. It was established so long ago.
Honestly, I feel like I've been down that area. Ooh. I've been down there.
Down that area.
Where did the Jaws attacks happen? Like the real life Jaws
attacks?
There's
real life Jaws?
It's based on like these bull sharks, real life Jaws. I'm looking it up, guys.
What?
It's based on in New Jersey. There were some bull sharks that were like swimming up the river, like swimming into the freshwater. Yeah, it was in 1916. New Jersey residents engaged in active warfare with a shark that killed four people.
1916?
Yup.
Whoa! I want to see that movie.
It was around the 4th of July.
Oh, and they wanted to keep the town open because it's a big touristy town.
No, they're like, in 1916, it's some of our best whatevers. I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, guys, everything's fucked up.
Wow, that's wild.
Oh, man. I don't want aliens to come to my house and then have men in black come. I don't want that.
I don't either.
Are you sure?
No, I don't want that shit anywhere near my house.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's take a break anyway.
Okay.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try, and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bunnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/afunnyfeeling.
All right, now are we back?
I think we're back.
I think we're back. All right. This one, I love the subject line. It just says, please don't use my email info or name. Thanks.
You got it.
I wonder how long this person was listening to our podcast before they got like nervous that we're going to give out all of their personal information. Yeah. But it's fair.
And you can email them. That's fair enough.
It's all fair. You want to keep your privacy, your privacy.
Ooh, hell yeah.
All right. Now, this is from Social Security number 812994538. Hi, ladies. I have debated on blah, 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 blah. I have debated about sharing my odd experiences. I figured an email would be easier than a voice message. I have changed names and places. I've also tried to keep stories short because this beach is paranoid and potentially crazy. Now, they say beach with two E's, so.
What's that?
Oh, that must mean like this oh. Bitch. This
oh, beach. Okay. Beach.
I get
beach.
It. I get it. First off, take your shots. I was raised Catholic. Woohoo. Let's begin. I didn't know if they meant like this was written in January, so I didn't know if they meant like inoculations or
oh right.
They did not. Memory one. When I was about 8 to 10 years old, I was the first to wake up. I was still laying in bed looking at the sunlight coming through my doorway. Suddenly this woman in a flowing white dress slowly jogged past my door, heading towards my parents' bedroom.
Oh, jogged.
No, it's too early.
Ooh, she had her dress.
Come on.
Ooh.
relax.
Come on.
She had her dark hair in a bun. Her feet didn't make a sound. She glided past with her fabric trailing behind her. I just thought she was so beautiful. I don't remember moving at all. The phone started ringing. I hear and see my mother walk past my door to answer. She tells us there had been a car accident. A baby cousin died in the crash. The two other family members were hurt and in the hospital. Oh. They survived. Maybe both events on the same day are just an odd coincidence.
Whoa. That's wild.
That's just blowing my mind and I can't make any sense of it.
Like guardian angel-esque or something, or
maybe, but it's like that it was happening somewhere else. I don't know.
Right?
Very, very weird.
Too weird. That's spooky, man.
I don't like it.
Me neither.
Memory two. At 18 years old, I was at summer camp. The females stayed in this huge room with bunks lying down each side of the room. Each bunk had two lockers. A fellow camper, Lee, was heading home. She sat at her locker, packing her bags. She was so excited to be going home. I remember walking down the line, glancing over at her. I had this tingle in my head, and I thought to myself, she's going to die.
What?
I immediately shook the thought away, thinking to myself, what in the hell is wrong with me? I thought about telling her to be careful. In the end, I just kept quiet, secretly thinking I was evil-minded, crazy, creepy. It was a few weeks later. Our trainer gathered us for an announcement. She had passed away. She and her boyfriend passed away. I won't give details, but it was rumored to be accidental deaths. I cried, hating myself, but knowing no one would believe a crazy girl like me.
Whoa. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, I guess this person just has like
something. Some intuition.
Now that's sort of like circling back to the memory. It's like it's something like,
yeah,
some sort of connection to the other side.
It feels like that. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you know, or something. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like coming uncrossed. Like the communication isn't clear, but there is something there.
Right. Where it's like, oh, here's a channel. Let's try this.
Yeah.
Okay. Weird. Whoa.
Memory three. This one scared me the most. I was sleeping in my bed and woke for no reason. I swore I could see someone in our bedroom. I was panicking and trying to get my sight right, shaking my husband. I saw this pale man perched in our horizontal bedpost at the foot of our bed. He was in full black with long hair, with a long black coat. Think of the movie City of Angels. I got it. I know you. I got it. I got it. I got it. He had short white or silver hair. Maybe it was the dude from Devil May Cry. So this beach is mostly blind without her glasses. So I just saw the shape of him. I could see his face. I was gasping and shaking my husband to wake up. He finally woke, startled. He reached for the overhead light and we were alone. I was shaking, heart pounding, totally freaked. The same morning on my way to work, I stopped by a grocery store for creamer. It's still dark. It's still dark, dark 30 in the morning. I remember the streets were wet and there was a drizzle. I was wearing slacks, a shirt, and my leather coat. I parked and started walking towards the entrance. This oncoming car pulled up and I just knew it was going to hit me. As it turned into the parking spot, I tried to jump out of the way, but it got me. I remember laying the opposite direction and jumping up high on adrenaline. The headlights were on me. I was just staring. This random car pulled up and asked me if the store was open. Oblivious to what was happening. Timing is everything. Store clerk was a witness and was asking if I was okay. I was shaking in shock. I exchanged insurance information and refused an ambulance. Those fuckers are expensive.
Yeah, man, they'll get you.
My jacket saved my skin. I was sore, but fine. Later that day, I called the insurance company and none of the information I had on the driver was in their system.
No.
The asshole was probably illegally driving around.
That is so fucked up. That makes me so fucking mad.
I know. I want to like pull that person out of the car and beat them.
Me too. Beat the shit out of them.
Like, you could have killed me and also then you're going to screw me over.
Yeah, how fucking dare you?
Shithead. Also, that thing in her, that was like legit, must have been like a guardian sort of angel, right?
The one in the bedroom?
Yes. Like literally watching over this person while they slept.
True.
And then later that day they survived what could have been.
That's true.
You know?
Whoa.
I have chills.
I do too. How does it work? How do they know what's going to happen?
Well, I guess on the other side, I think that time is sort of less linear. So
that's true.
They're just kind of like knowing, you know, they're where they need to be when they need to be there. We are farmers. But like the idea that this person can just see these things and maybe they're always around.
Right?
It's fucked.
Whoa, dude. I'm so glad they're okay. That is so fucking scary and just makes me so mad.
So mad. All right. They say, I have two more, so bear with me.
Nice.
Memory 4. A coworker, Kendra, passed away during a vacation. There were a lot of unanswered questions. I had a dream of her one night and she told me to stop worrying about her. She's fine and she hugged me. I woke up and just felt so relieved. I haven't dreamt of her since.
Well, it's making
mm-hmm.
There's something going on.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Also, that makes sense too, that I think when we're left, like when someone leaves suddenly and then we have all these questions and the person's just like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm gone. I'm fine. Yeah. Like all that trying to figure it out, you know. Okay. Memory 5. I've always had bad dreams that my husband will leave me or die on me. Abandonment issues much. One night I had a very graphic dream about his death. I was crying in my dream and I woke up sobbing. I went to work as usual and was describing the vivid dream to my friend, Sheena. She was just staring at me as I spoke. And when we were interrupted by a manager asking to speak to Sheena in private, the sheriff was there to inform her. Her husband had killed himself earlier that morning. Someone overheard my conversation. I was already the odd one in the office. I'm 100% that beach.
Beach. What?
That is fucked up. That is why you should not tell your dreams to people, because you could be prophesizing something very traumatic for them.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's awful. Whoa. Could you imagine if someone were like, I had the craziest dream? Then you're like, excuse me, someone needs to talk to you. And you're like, you just described my dream. And also it's the worst thing that could happen.
Oh my God, no.
Oh God, that's so...
Oh shit.
Let's see. I apologize for the length of this email. This felt like my confessional, getting the weird shit off your chest. I don't think I'm psychic. I tried the lotto and I'm still a broke beach. I don't think there is mental illness in my family. My mom is adopted, so not 100% sure. I just feel so relieved right now. Thank you for providing a safe place to share. Keep up the great work. Till next time, don't shit your pants. Now, maybe this person doesn't believe they're quote unquote psychic, but something is up for sure.
Something is up for sure, beach.
Oh, man. So many. Yeah. Like, I want to say that this person is like, it. I don't know if it's like, definitely, I don't know what they're talking about. They're totally psychic. What are they talking about?
I'm right there with you. You were, yeah, stuff is happening. Just because you haven't won the lottery.
Yeah, like maybe.
Something else is up, man.
Yeah, like, I wonder if they like were to try to hone in on that stuff, like what would happen?
Yeah. Yeah. Like work on it. And yeah, I do yeah. too. Wow. That's. Whew.
All right, you Beach. Why don't you try to open your third eye?
Beach, come on.
Come on, Beach. Wow. That's. I really do feel so bad for that coworker.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh.
Also, oh my God. Very active things going on in this person's life.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely. I guess if you think back on your life, you're like, yeah, I guess I do know a lot of people who've had tragedies and have died.
Yeah, I guess so. It's, yeah.
That's like, eventually that's all everyone is going to do.
Oh my, I'm
spoiler alert. You're just literally,
that's like a big part of therapy is
you're literally all gonna die.
It's a big part of therapy for Sonaro.
I mean, I wonder if one day I'll develop a fear of death. I don't have one, so doesn't factor into a thing I worry about.
See, I for me, it's other people in my life. It's not a worry for myself. Yes. It's a big worry for other people in my life.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, of just, it's fucking me up, man.
Oh, no. Let's move on.
It's fucking me up, man. Okay, here's a few spooky stories. Hey, hey, Marcy and Betsy. Soups love the podcast, currently Yay. Binging past episodes. I share and encourage my friends to listen all the time. Definitely looking forward to more episodes. Having you ladies all year round is the bee's knees.
Thank you.
So I thought it would be a good time to share some of the spooky stuff that has happened to me. Apologies if this gets long. One story that I don't remember but was told to me a lot happened after my maternal grandfather passed away. I came into my parents' room late one night saying, Grandpa is in my room and he wanted to say goodbye.
Oh my God.
During my childhood, I do remember seeing things move in my room. What? The one that stands out the most is that this time. Whoa, sorry. Let me start that over. I got excited. My tongue got so excited. The one that stands out the most is this time when I was playing on the floor of my room and I remember looking up at these inflatable planets that were hung from a lighting fixture and watching them start to slowly swing back and forth. Don't remember my response after that other than leaving my room.
Fair.
Yep, yep. Before I got my own room, I would share one with my older sister. My bed used to be positioned so I could see out of our door and down the hallway to the kitchen area. Our home was ranch style, I believe, and was just one long hallway almost. Cool. I want a ranch style house. They rule. They're so cool. My dad didn't like this because I would have trouble falling asleep and moved my bed so it formed an L shape with my sister's bed in the far corner from the door. At this time, we didn't close our bedroom door, and I remember one night rolling over and seeing a large shape in the door. Thinking it was my dad, I burrowed back into my blankets and went to sleep. The following night, it happened again.
No.
I remember asking why he was up and not getting a response, then realizing that this person was too tall to be my dad.
Oh, my God.
It took up most of the doorway. With the barest space to define a head and shoulders near the top of the door. This is where fright and flight kicked in, but I had nowhere to go. Oh, I tried waking my sister, but she only grumbled at me and rolled away. I spent the rest of the night huddled in my bed, watching the door and eventually falling asleep. Whoa, this continued for some time with the figure never coming into the room and only being present at night. Oh my God. Having become accustomed to the nightly guard, I didn't notice when he stopped showing up until one night I woke up on the couch in our formal living room, confused as to how I got here. I remember going back to bed, seeing the empty doorway and feeling sad that it was empty.
Oh.
Never saw the figure or slept once.
Oh my gosh. It was like a mono thing, right? It's like a mono. Yeah.
Very mono-y thing.
We're talking about episode 2 or 3 of mono.
Yeah. Greek yeah. ghost story.
Do you hear this cat screaming?
Oh yeah. What are they screaming about?
Sometimes when she likes to hunt her balls, like she's got some foam balls and she likes to hunt them and make a big deal of it.
I know I like to scream when I'm hunting balls.
She's like, look what I did. Look
balls, look.
It's not a mouse, but I killed it.
Pretty cool, right? Huh? Excuse me.
She's got a lot to say about it.
You go, girl. You get those
get
balls.
It.
You be proud of those balls, girl.
Sisters are Woo. Doing it for them.
For themselves. All right. I am woman, hear me roar. That's a funny song. Which they sing in like Sex and the City, the movie.
Oh, yes.
Remember that weird part? Is it the first or second movie they
it's
do that?
I feel as if they're in Morocco.
So the second one.
Is the second one, yeah.
Okay. Oof. Oof. Those are wild, man.
If I could go back and give a suggestion, I think they should have killed Mr. Big in the first one. Like, instead of leaving her at the altar, it should have been that he had a heart attack and died.
Oh, I thought you meant that they, like, hunt him down and kill him. The four friends. I'd watch that for sure, man. And, like, of course, Charlotte would be the one who's, like, the most fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, where they're, like, she's just, like, overkill stabbing him. And she's, like, we gotta cut off his fucking head. And they're, like, Charlotte, Jesus Christ.
She's like, we're Cynthia Rowley.
I think we got a movie, man. Okay, as an adult, my most memorable experience was in Toluca Lake at the home of this guy, Jake, I had been dating. Toluca Lake, that's so close to us.
We know it.
We know it.
I get it.
we hadn't seen each other in a couple of weeks and decided to play hooky together to watch movies and just get some alone time together. Fun. This place was tucked away into a cul-de-sac that butted up against a hillside, super quiet. The interior was 2 stories, and there was a step down from the tiled foyer and kitchen that led into the carpeted living room, with the carpeted staircase in the foyer leading upstairs. After the first movie, we ended up not watching all the way through. Jake went into the kitchen talking to me about food and drink options when there was a commotion upstairs. I ignored it because he did, not my place, and I knew he had roommates. We started the second movie after getting our libations in order, and the noise upstairs started again. It sounded like someone rushing around, going from room to room. There were thuds and bangs from various areas above us. At this point, I turned to Jake and stated that maybe his roommate needed help because he was making a lot of noise. Without turning from the TV, he said that his roommates weren't home. I told him clearly someone is upstairs. Jake paused the movie and, while turning toward me, said that the house was haunted and it was mostly confined to the second floor.
Oh my gosh, I called bullshit
and he was trying to scare me. Mm-hmm. As he's swearing that it isn't a joke and is offering to take me upstairs to inspect for myself, the commotion starts up again but is clearly moving towards the stairs. I remember thinking that someone is in a hurry to leave, like they were running late. We have a clear view of the stairs from the couch, and as we're watching, the sound of the steps descending can be heard all the way down, but no one shows. At the last step, all the sound stops. There was still this anticipation that someone was getting ready to leave. I had a distinct impression that the front door was going to open, but it didn't. Jake offered to walk me to my car, and I totally understood if I didn't want to come back. I didn't, and we stopped seeing each other soon. I get it. Well, those are my stories. Hope they were what you were looking for. All the spooky love, Charlie.
Charlie, I can't believe you didn't lock it down with Jake.
That is so scary.
I immediately thought that that is the ghost of an actor running late for an audition and to look like.
Took way too long working on their hair and then all of a sudden like, oh, fuck.
Where are my sides?
Wow. That is so, the stare, that is so fucking spooky.
Yeah. Also, like, if you're like, I'm hearing noise upstairs, like, no, you're not. Oh, yeah, I guess there's a haunted house up there.
Yeah, like,
what?
Because it sounded like it was happening for a while.
Jake.
Where it should be like, hey, Jake, you gotta get to it sooner.
Jake, if you're listening, I need you to tell us more about this house.
Yeah, hit us up. We want to know everything. And it's Toluca Lake. We could go visit it.
We'll go visit Jake. Are you bored? We'll do a social distance hang.
Social distance. You get out of the house. We'll go in. Masks on. Let us see what this is.
What is ever happening up here?
Wow.
Let's see. Oof. All right. This is a shorty.
A shorty.
This one says, listener story scared on the pooper.
Oh, no. Hello. Come on, go. Don't do that.
Scare me on the pooper. Hello. Love the podcast. So here's a short one. I was 16 years old and was in my house bathroom on the toilet, to be exact.
Yeah. Everybody does it.
We do it. We love it. So as I was sitting there, the door handle began to twist and turn a lot, like really a lot, like someone was outside trying to get in. Very much something my brother would do to me all of the time.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Without thinking, I started yelling to cut it out. It's pretty instinctive when you only have one bathroom to share in a house.
Yeah.
I mean, I had just sat down and was about to do my business. So rude.
Too rude, man.
Sure enough, the door handle shaking suddenly stopped when I began yelling. As soon as it stopped, it hit me that I was home by myself. No pets, no one but me, or so I thought. Odd, right? Ooh. I have a few more odd experiences I will send in. Stay spooky, ladies. I didn't shit my pants, Christina.
Whoa, that's scary.
Yeah, I think that's terrible. You're at your most vulnerable, right?
Yeah. I feel it should not, there should be a universal law or deal.
Yes.
Where it's like in bathrooms, this shit is not allowed.
Not
but
here.
The shit is allowed. You know
only
what I'm saying?
Shitting is allowed, not this shit is allowed.
Not this shit. Not this spooky shit. Only shit.
I'm agreeing with you. I agree fully.
Thank you.
I've yelled at my cats recently. Because one of them attacked the other one while it was going to the bathroom. And I was trying to explain that that's not fair.
Yeah, this is my time. I need it.
Well, it was the cat was going to the bathroom and the other cat tried to attack it. And I was like, you can't do that.
Yes, you cannot do that. When my nieces were little, they would all, like, I would have to go take a shit when I was visiting or something. And they would always, like, I always locked the door, but they would just, like, stand there. And just be like, Betsy, what are you doing? I'm like,
I'm going to the bathroom.
I'm going, like, and just stand there like, hey. And then, like, I'd open it up and they'd be like, what'd you just do? And I'm
use your
fucking took a nasty, stinky shit. What do you want from me?
Use your brains.
Yeah, use your brain, you little 3-year-old. One more?
Do you got one? That's
I got one. Yeah.
All right. Let's jam it on in there then.
Ouch! This is South Korea ghost.
Oh, cool.
Hi, loves. Oh, that's
so nice.
Very nice. I appreciate all of the creative work you both put into the world. Heart emoji. That's so nice.
That's very
Thank
sweet.
You.
Thank you.
My story takes place in South Korea. After graduating from college with an anthropology degree, I felt like I needed to live in a different culture for a while, so I took off to live in Pyeongtaek.
That's dope.
Yeah, South Korea, while teaching English as a second language. That's so cool. To paint the picture a little better, there were lots of businesses crowded close together that would taper off as you climb the hills in the neighborhood, where all of the apartment buildings and old houses would be peppered along the narrowed side streets. I lived in a little studio apartment on the ground floor in a two-story building. After a short vacation to Shanghai, awesome, I want to go to South Korea. And
I want to go everywhere once this is over.
Yeah, me too, right? After a short vacation to Shanghai, I flew into Korea pretty late one night. By the time I got home from the airport, it was probably around 1:30, 2 a.m. I was exhausted but could not fall asleep, so I was just laying in bed in the dark. I always had the bathroom light on at night while I lived in that apartment because the bathroom shared the same wall as the door in the apartment. Essentially, if someone was coming home, you would see my bathroom light on from the hallway. I figured it was like a porch light and signal that someone is home. I also always kept the bathroom window slightly open as well for ventilation. Anytime someone came home, I would be able to hear them because the hallway outside had a strong echo. So, I'm lying in bed when I hear a faint sound coming from the front door. Uh-oh. Like a slight scratching sound. The sound stopped pretty quickly, and I rationalized it as something in the elements outside, even though it was a perfectly clear night. I'm laying down still, and then I start to hear the sound again, but this time I get up and turn the lights on because the sound isn't going away this time. Oh, I see the doorknob of the front door ever so gently being toggled back and forth slowly. Gently is fucking...
No.
Even scarier than frantically. That is so nasty.
It made me feel gross in my chest.
Right?
Yeah.
As my heart immediately skipped a beat and jumped straight into my throat, I gathered myself and grabbed onto what looks like a shitty dollar store broom. I gathered the courage to check the peephole to see what or who could be there. As the sound of my heartbeat got louder and louder, the closer I was to the door, I leaned in to look into the peephole, and there was a hooded figure standing against the wall across the door.
No.
Oh, fuck. I knew it was a man, but I couldn't see his face because the position of the lights down the hallway fell just short of illuminating it.
Ugh.
That just made me lightheaded, man.
I'm having ASMR.
I might faint. I got hot. Oh shit.
You're glowing. You're red. You're like a poker. Like a hot poker.
My house is hot too. My house is hot. I yelled the only thing that came to mind in Korean, which translated as "Who are you?" But the man just stayed in the same position, not moving an inch. I kept yelling that phrase because the surrounding neighbors would come into the hall and scared him away. But no one ever... I kept yelling that phrase thinking surrounding neighbors... That makes so much more sense than what I said. Mm-hmm. But no one ever came. After what felt like forever, I went to readjust my eyes from straining for so long. But when I looked back, the man was gone. Looking back at it, I never heard footsteps coming into or leaving the hallway outside, which I totally would have given all of the details about the hallway I mentioned earlier. This wasn't the first time I'd experienced a ghost or being of some kind, but it was the first time I had a heart-pounding moment. I hope you enjoy this story. Sending lots of lots of loves and hugs your way. Lugs. DJ!
Jesus.
Whoa.
That was real.
That really wrecked me.
Physically,
emotionally.
Yeah, I didn't like it. That was rough. That was a rough one.
That is all. It's also so scary, ghost or not. Like, right. It's absolutely fucking scary as a ghost. It's fucking scary if it was not a ghost.
It made me think of that movie, The Outsider. That movie, the TV show.
The show.
Yeah.
Big time, dude. Ew.
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 What was that thing called? The
I can't remember.
What was that thing called?
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, but it's like there was a name for what it was.
Right,
though.
Right. Yeah. What was it?
I don't know, and I'll never know.
No, I don't know either.
There's no way to ever figure it out.
Nope, I'll never know. I'll learn what a bollard is, but I will never look. Never look. Wow.
Yeah, that was that's very scary to me. That's like super duper duper scary.
That's so scary.
Uh-huh. Blah, blah, blah.
That is, oh, that really messed me up, man. Oof. Oof. Just the confidence of that ghost or human.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna slowly like kind of toggle this door and then just hang out enough out of the light and with a hood on. Oh,
too
that
scary.
Really messed me up.
Yeah.
I also think it might be a lot of caffeine is in my body, but
you
like
really did pound a lot of Red Bull.
Yes. I didn't sleep good.
Oh boy, you gotta get some
night.
Are you gonna sleep tonight, Betsy?
Fuck, I hope, dude. It's been tough sleeping.
Yeah.
There's a lot that keeps me awake.
I got
and sad.
Oh. And happy.
And mostly sad. Mostly sad. Stressed and sad. But
oh, no.
We're doing fine.
You know what? This is why we do this podcast. So we have something that's enjoyable. God, these are so scary.
These are so good and freaky.
Freaky deaky.
Okay, I'm stealing this. I'm taking that stair scare. At Jake's house, and I want to put it in a movie. That is so fucking scary.
Yeah, what a good bad date.
What a great bad date.
Absolutely. Love
like,
it.
That's the kind of like worst dates I want to hear about. It's like, and this house was so haunted.
Yeah. Ugh.
Whoa, man. Woo.
Ugh. Woo. You watched two movies? Come on.
Movie.
What a date.
They didn't make it through the first one.
That's true.
I wonder what movie that was.
Please.
Please
Charlie,
let us know what movie
Charlie,
was.
Please tell us.
I want to know what bad movie was.
Well, guys, please send us more of these. We love them. They're the best. You're the best.
Oh, we love them so much. We love you so much.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening and sending in your stories and telling your friends.
Yeah.
You guys are rock stars.
It's spooky time of year.
It's a spooky time and a spooky time.
So, yeah, thank you all.
Thank you guys. I lost my mind just now, Betsy.
Yeah, me too, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo, or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.